Psalms 139, verses 17 and 18. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with thee. How precious and marvelous are God's thoughts! How magnificent is the Holy Bible, that it declares and defines God's thoughts, thoughts we can live by. God's thoughts, thoughts by which all things consist, even the necessary intellect to grasp these words. Every grain of sand, the combined DNA of every human on earth that would fit into just one aspirin tablet, the host of heaven, etc., simply God's thoughts. Imagine that God's thoughts are recorded in the Holy Bible and not just empty rhetoric, but the very power of eternal life. Did you know that God declares in His Word, His thoughts, that Jesus Christ with His atoning blood is the only way to escape your certain doom? Jesus Christ calls it born again. John 3:3, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Are you born again? Has all your sin and shame been washed away, literally expunged from your record? Are you ready to think God's thoughts? Then today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis chapter 6, 7 and 8 and 11 through 22. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made man. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make of it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons, and thy wife, and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shalt come unto thee, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. God said, Matthew chapter 24, 37 through 42, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Man said Noah and the ark are simply a fairy tale. Science and the geological column clearly prove beyond any doubt that the earth is billions of years old. Now the record. Satan and his Darwinians and their pseudoscience have mounted a globally orchestrated attack against God's Noah and the biblical record of a global flood that destroyed all life on dry land that had breath, with the exception of those who were upon the ark. Satan must wage this battle regardless of cost. Trillions of dollars have been expended and millions of lives negatively and eternally affected. 1,656 years after Adam, the first man, opened his eyes, God opened the windows of heaven and opened the great foundations of the deep to destroy decadent man. This catastrophic event took place nearly 4,400 years ago. If the Bible record is true, Satan's efforts have but paved the way to the lake of fire. This should not surprise. Jesus said of Satan in John 10:10, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy." The following excerpt is taken from the God Said, Man Said feature, Noah and the Ungodly. "So many things, billions, even innumerable, shout absolutely yes to the miraculous story of Noah's Ark. The mountain of evidence for it continues to grow, yet skeptics and vociferous challengers still manage to cling on. At the end of this article, we will list the link to Noah features and related subjects for your perusal, all whose evidence shouts yes. Paleontology says yes. Archaeology says yes. Geology says yes. Nearly 500 ancient societal records say yes. Ancient history says yes. Fish fossils on every mountain peak say yes. Flood strata covering 75% of the earth say yes. Billions of fossils buried by water action say yes. Dinosaurs say yes. Soft tissue and dino bones say yes. The Grand Canyon says yes. The reemergence of global catastrophism says yes, etc. All yes. Carnal academia must resist Noah at all costs, for if they yield to the amazing accumulation of evidence that certifies Noah, they have lost all. Their ungodly educations, their ungodly careers, their ungodly universities, their ungodly textbooks, videos, publications, theories of evolution, etc., are all gone. Then it's how to pay the mortgage, how to be gainfully employed, producing something of real value. If Noah is true, and he is, they are in a heap of trouble. No, heaps upon heaps. But it doesn't end there. Now something else sets in. A soon coming judgment day when the God of Noah sits upon his throne and all men stand before him to give an account of their deeds and how they have handled the issue of the blood of Jesus Christ. This is more than the ungodly can endure. They must resist. God Said, Man Said recently reviewed a booklet published in 2011 by the Institute for Creation Research. It was written by Dr. Brad Forlow, who holds impeccable scientific credentials and presently serves on the life sciences research team at ICR. Considering the following points made by Dr. Forlow. Number one. Amazingly, the rock layers presented as evolutionary evidence really only exist in textbooks. In fact, the entire geological column composed of complete rock layers exists only in the diagrams drawn by geologists. Data from continents and ocean basins show that the 10 strata systems of the geological column are poorly represented on the global scale. All types of rocks, shale, limestone, granite, etc., are found throughout the various deposits. Hundreds of locations are known where the order of the rock layers identified by geologists does not match the order of the geological column that is taught as evolutionary fact. Number two, the Earth's crust is made of sedimentary rocks, sandstones, shales, limestones, etc. In almost all cases, these rock layers were originally formed underwater. Three, there is extensive evidence that these rock layers form very quickly and under catastrophic conditions. There is no physical evidence of time boundaries between successive rock layers. If it took millions of years for them to form, it would be expected that erosion would occur at the top of one layer before the next layer was laid down on top of it. Hydraulic evidence actually shows rapid deposition of each rock layer and the continuous formation of every sequence of strata. Number four, common geological features of the rock layers show that old rocks and young rocks are in every formation with no physical characteristics unique to age. The scientific evidence suggests that they were formed during essentially the same brief period of time. This is what would be expected as the result of global catastrophic flood. Five, scientific evidence indicates rock layers formed rapidly under catastrophic conditions contradicting the notion that the layers formed over millions of years. Scientific evidence shows that rock layers share common characteristics, indicating they formed at the same time and do not represent unique ages of Earth history. Continental convergence of the rock layers suggests formation by an event that was global in nature. Based on the scientific evidence, the rock layers, the geological column, seem to be a product of continuous rapid deposition of sediments. Number six, can the observed rock layers and the immensity of Grand Canyon really be explained by the year-long global flood of Noah's Day? Consider Burlingame Canyon in Washington. It measures 1,500 feet long, up to 120 feet deep, and 120 feet wide. Although a much smaller canyon than Grand Canyon, it was observed to form in fewer than 6 days. Within these few days, nearly 5 million cubic feet of silt, sand, and rock were removed from the cascading water. Yes, canyons can form rapidly. Number seven. In 1980, God provided a demonstration of the Earth's restructuring capabilities of flowing water. The eruption of Mount St. Helens, a modern local catastrophe, gave us a glimpse of the Earth's geological power. Most of the damage done by Mount St. Helens was water-related. Mount St. Helens had been covered by a glacier, and when it got hot, water raced down the mountain as a mighty flood, eroding soil, rocks, trees, and anything in its path. All of this was eventually deposited at the foot of the mountain. Volcanic episodes added to the fury. When the eruption was finished, up to 600 feet of sediments had been deposited full of plant and animal remains. The sediments have hardened into sedimentary rock. A deep canyon was carved out, forming a little Grand Canyon. 8. Many features that geologists are taught that take long ages to form were seen to happen rapidly, including the formation of rock layers, erosion of canyons, deposition of logs in upright positions, burial of peat, and glacier formation. Number 9. The actual fossil record from top to bottom in every layer all over the Earth overwhelmingly consists of shallow water marine fossils. As it turns out, 95% of all fossils are shallow marine invertebrate, mostly shellfish. For instance, clams are found in the bottom layer, the top layer, and every layer in between. There are many different varieties of clams, but they are in every layer, and many of those varieties are still alive today. The same could be said for corals, jellyfish, and many others. The fossil record documents primarily marine organisms buried in marine sediments that were catastrophically deposited. How did so many marine fossils end up on the land? Number 10. Of the other 5% of fossils, by far most are plants. Land-dwelling animals such as mammals and dinosaurs are poorly represented in the fossil record. All of the vertebrate fossils considered together, fish, amphibians, reptiles, birds, and mammals, comprise only 0.0125% of the entire fossil record, and only 1% of these, or 0.000125% of the total, consist of more than a single bone. Number 11. The rapid catastrophic nature of the fossil record is supported by various evidences. One such evidence is polystrate fossils, including fossilized trees that are in upright positions and penetrate multiple sedimentary layers. The existence of one specimen in multiple strata shows that the layers that hold it must have formed rapidly. End of quotes. Dr. Forlow, concerning soft tissue and collagen that was found in supposedly 70-million-year-old bones, reports that collagen, such as blood vessels, cannot survive longer than 10,000 years, even in optimal conditions. On November 21, 2011, Yahoo News printed the following headline, "Ancient Whale Bones Discovered in Desert." A few sentences follow. Paleontologists in Chile have made a surprising discovery in the desert. Scientists uncovered what appears to be a massive graveyard of whale bones in Copiapo, more than a half mile from the ocean. More than 80 whales, including 25 complete skeletons, were found in one of the driest deserts in the world. There is currently a construction project to widen the highway, near the Atacama Desert, where the bones were found. Scientists believe the bones could be between 2 million and 7 million years old. So how did the whales make their ways from the ocean to the desert and end up so close to one another when they died? People on social media are debating creationism versus evolution theories. Some people are just waiting for a scientific explanation. Still others are saying they should accept the biblical account of the flood. The time approaches for the judgment of this world, and the world as we know it will perish, even as the world perished in the flood in the days of Noah. The ark of safety is the saving blood of Jesus Christ. Are you on board? Click on the Further with Jesus for your seat. It's beginning to rain. God said, Genesis chapter 6, 7 and 8, and verses 11 through 22. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee I will establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee. And of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shalt thou bring into the ark to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female. Of fowls after their kind, and of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing of the earth after his kind, two of every sort shall come unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God commanded him, so did he. God said, Matthew chapter 24, verses 37 through 42, But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, the one shall be taken and the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken and the other left. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord doth come. Man said, Noah and the ark are simply a fairy tale. Science and the geological column clearly prove beyond any doubt that the earth is billions of years old. Now you have the record.